Years and years ago, I started playing music. This is a testimony. I'm going to just let them, you can all relate to this in your life. And I started playing. My daddy started talking to me. My dad was on the radio. He was a good front man, they call it. He used to talk to the people between songs. And it separated him from a lot of the other people that had just had a band, and they would play a song and play another song. Dad would talk to the people. He had reached out to the people. And then I was blessed to play with different entertainers in New Hampshire and out of New Jersey. And when I was playing on the road, I met people who entertained. They got up on stage with the band and they talked to people. So I watched that and I began to do that. I began to mimic what my dad taught me to do. And unknowing to me that God was grooming me. I didn't know it back then. I just wanted to be like my dad. I wanted to be an entertainer. Amen. So I started, and then I got to Nashville, and I was playing. I'm in Nashville now. I'm just a local Connecticut boy in Derby. I'm in Nashville, and I auditioned for as a guitar player with this couple that worked with Loretta Lynn for 3.5 years before my wife did. They were with them every. They traveled with Loretta. They were her band, the background singers and stuff. And they were putting a band together. And I auditioned, and I got the job. And I thought, well, this is really good. This is a good start. And I'm with these people now, so I'm going to sit back and just play guitar. And we rehearsed, we practiced, and we went to our first job, the first big showcase that we were doing, and we got there, we set up, and we had everything to sound. We sang a song, and after the song, I just stood there waiting for them to do something. And waiting. Well, what song are we going to play next? And I said, this isn't going to work. So they sang another song, and after the song, nothing happened. So I finally walked up to the mic, and I said, hi, we're Southern Touch. We're from Nashville, Tennessee. This is, you know, Randy Barnett and his wife, Sandy. And and it was like they looked at me like, who is this guy? But see, I didn't know. See, that's what I was trained to do, and I didn't know that God was doing that. Amen. God was training something in my heart, my heart's desire. Amen. But I didn't know that God had a hand in that. And after the show, the manager of the band came over and they said, can you like do that all the time? Can you like talk to people? Well, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. And then I played with bands and shows, and I got my own band and had the best bass player in the world and the most beautiful, beautiful singer, and who I love with all my heart singing, and it's just wonderful. To singing, but being entertainment. We did a fair the other day, and I told my wife, this is what I live for. To stand on a stage at a fairgrounds where people are listening. So you have to perform. You have to entertain. Doing a song is not enough. You have to bring the people to you. You have to draw the people to you. Unbeknownst to me, God was grooming me. He's saying, yeah, God was up there saying, yeah, you're getting pretty good, dude. You're doing all right, but someday you're going to be doing that for me. But I'm not going to tell you now because it'll scare you. Someday you're going to be preaching my word, but I'm not going to tell you now because you might run away. But he was grooming me with my heart's desire, amen? Music and entertainment was my heart's desire until I met Jesus. And then he became my heart's desire. And let me tell you a secret. He didn't take it away from me. You know, he gave my life to God, and all of a sudden he said, you can't play Johnny Cash anymore. He said, no, you go right ahead and play Johnny Cash because I know you love doing that. But you've got more work to do, more important than Johnny Cash, amen? God is grooming you. Whatever skills and arts and your desires you have, God is grooming you. Whether you take a hold of that and run with it or not is up to you. How you perceive it is up to you. But if you see the talents that you have that I don't have, that my wife doesn't have, that Greg doesn't have, you have a talent, you have a gift. You can build things. You can put things together. You can work on computers. You have this idea. You can do something that somebody else can't. You could teach somebody something that somebody else can't. God is blessed you with talents, amen, and abilities. You might not have seen it, but maybe today you will open your eyes and say, he's promised me my heart's desire. So far, everything I'm doing in life has been good, but it's not my heart's desire. Amen? God grooms you the way he groomed me. I'm here in Derby, and we play in a little band, and I'm not in Nashville. I'm not a giant recording artist. But God gave me a way to touch people that other people can't do. It's the gift that he blessed me with, and I give him praise and glory. We have a show that we do at these nursing homes we do every day, and they came up to us last week, and the lady said, I just want to book you every month. She said, people come in here and entertain, and they can't talk to the people. They don't relate to the people. They don't say a word to the people. Said the people scare them. And I looked at her, my wife, and I said, how can they, these are wonderful people to entertain. People that were very successful in life that want to be entertained. You just talk to them. And a lot of people don't know how to talk to people. Amen. You guys have gifts. You guys have talents beyond your imagination because you're not living your heart's desire. Amen. The testimony today is to trust God with the gifts that He's given you. Some people are getting saying, well, I'm worried about retirement, or I'm worried about this, or I'm worried about that. And God is saying, I gave you so much. You don't have to worry about it, but you got to hire me as your partner. Amen. You got to take, how many have ever thought about taking Jesus as a partner? Amen. Your heart's desire means, and we're going to get into that, means that you take God as your partner, Jesus as your partner, amen? And who, and we're going to say that, I don't want to give it away, but who can find a better partner than Jesus? Amen? You got things in your life God said He's blessed you with. My testimony is that I thank Him every day for the gift of gab. Amen? To talk to people, to bring people, you know, to lift people up, to say nice things to people. Amen? To say things you could find. How many know you can find bad things to say about people? You can criticize people. Anybody can do that. But when you find something nice to say to somebody, my wife calls me Noki. That's Pinocchio for short. But I like lifting up people, amen? And when you lift up people, guess what? The people get lifted up and they lift up somebody else, amen? You're starting a fire of God. God is on your side. Say that with me. God is on my side. If you're like, you're saying I'm waiting on God, He's saying you're backing up. I'm already over there. I want to see your dedication. I want to see your fire. And when I see your fire and your dedication, I'm going to be right there with you, working with you. Amen? There's so much ahead for you. Ahead, not behind. Ahead with God. That's the testimony. That's God. Amen? That's the God of this Bible. You see a lot of hate on TV today, don't you? That you turn on the TV and all you're seeing is hate. That's not God, amen? This God. This is your God. Say it. He's your God. Marcia, He's your God. You're His daughter. Just like I'm no different than you. I'm a son, you're a daughter. Nobody more special, amen? He loves us all. Follow your heart's desire. See the things that you have and say, you know what, God? I could be the head and not the tail. Amen? That's the testimony. Give Him praise and glory this morning, Chief. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for the gifts that you've given to me, for the talents that you gave me, Lord, for the little things that I can do that other people might not be able to. It seems easy to me. Oh, that we stop saying, oh, that's easy, because it took years to get that where. Oh, I can do that. That's not a problem. No, stop it. Because it took years to get to where it's not a problem to build that, to fix that, to clean that, to work on that, to sing that song, to put things together that make people happy. Your creative mind took years to fix and get it to where you can say, oh, that's too easy, that's no problem. But God is saying, I've put those things in you for greater than what you're seeing. Search those things today. Trust God today. He changes your life. He gives you hope where there's no hope. And hope is the answer to the evil. You see darkness in the world because they don't have any hope. They don't have dreams. They don't have visions of what they want to do when they're 25 or 30. They don't want to just have that family and that child and that love and go on trips and all the wonderful things that life offers. They see darkness because they don't see hope. They don't see love. They don't see God in their lives. They see anger. But when the anger is removed, God can do so much for you. We fear sometimes that we're not going to have enough, and God's saying, I'm supplying all your needs because you're calling on me. We fear sometimes that the finances won't be there, but God says, I know your needs. I know them. Trust me. Lean on me. Delight yourself in me. Let's work together. I'll lift you up. There's a talent that you have that somebody else would like to share with. There's a talent that you have that somebody would like to be a part of. A gift that you can do to give somebody with your talent, and I don't mean to give it away, but they'll pay you for that. Because a man's work is worth the wages, the Bible said. You're worth the wages that you get for the works of your hand. But when you work on something and give it to somebody that they want it, they've been blessed also. So you're blessing as you're giving and sharing. With God, all things are possible. With God, life changes to the ways that you never thought possible. Oh, when I thought, Lord, that I was going to sing at nursing homes. Me and Greg were just going to sing at some little nursing homes, and that would be a nice little thing to do. You saw that, and you said, you just go ahead, and you follow that, and you stay focused. And He built that into something more than I could have ever imagined. He wants to do that for you. Whatever it is that you have, the skills, you have skills. Maybe you can be a teacher. Maybe you can share that with some. Maybe you can work together with other people and build something, share something, have something, and you give God the praise. When people come and see that, you give Him the praise and the glory. You see, then it honors His Father in heaven. And it moves people to God, say, well, God did that for you. What can God do for me? And you start the revival. You start the fire. Delight yourself in the Lord. That's what we're going to do starting today, Lord. We're going to talk about You today and just grow stronger, Lord. And when we walk out of here, Lord, I pray that they're more on fire, they're more excited, and the fears and the doubts are falling farther and farther behind. With You, Lord, not with me. Lord, I just give them what You tell me, and I want them to be stronger for it, and this church to be on fire for You in Jesus' name, Lord. That's our prayer this morning. Today, amen. I understand, Karen, you got a new puppy in your house. How much joy has that little dog brought to you? Amen. Joy in your house with a little puppy. It's got so much more joy for you. And just that little love, that's just a beautiful gift from God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. It's a promise. It's a promise. And it says in Deuteronomy, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, in other words, if you follow Him, if you trust Him, if you lean on Him, He will bless all the works of your hand, make you the head and not the tail. Put your hands to what God has blessed you to do. God has promised you that. He will make you the head and not the tail. Amen. He will give you your heart's desire. Have you talked to God lately? Fred, have you talked to God with your heart's desire? And I know we all talk to Him about our worries. Amen. And talk to Him about our prayer. But have you talked to Him about your heart's desire? Something you want to do. You say, well, I might be 70 or I'm 60. Maybe it's too late. No, it's not. Amen. You might be in the perfect time for God to work on your heart's desires. Amen. And I'm telling you, follow your dreams. Follow your dreams. God may be waiting. Listen, He may be waiting for you. He may be waiting for you to start your journey. God wants to see your heart. He wants to see your dedication, your determination. Amen. And then He can bless you. And God can't offer you the lottery ticket. You know, David, the joke about the Lord, let me win the lottery, let me win. And God finally says, would you at least buy a ticket? Amen. And so, amen. It's like you're saying, God, give me my heart's desire. And He's saying, well, go get it. Get your heart's desire. Start working for it. Start walking. And then I can bless you. Every step you take, I'll take too. But you've got to take a step. Amen. You've got to do something. Faith is action. Amen. Faith is reaching out. Hallelujah. And listen, He's going to bless you for these reasons. Listen, because you've included Him. Amen. You've included included God now. You've included Jesus now. And two, because you've acknowledged that you need and want His help. Amen? You're following, you're delighting yourself in the Lord. So you're saying, Lord, I'm going to delight myself in You, but I need Your help. You've done two things. And here's the third thing, and what I said before. I want this to get inside of you. You've now created and made Jesus your partner. Miss Dale, He's your partner now. He's your partner in heaven with His Father. Amen? So you're starting out on an endeavor and a dream and the talents that He gave. Now, I wanted to play center field for the Yankees. He said, nuh-uh. No, that's not what I, you know. But that was something I wanted. But He said, no, it was the music. He knew my heart. Amen? I wanted to play for the Yankees because every kid's desire is to play for baseball. But you understand what I'm saying? He's not going to give you your whims and wishes. Amen? He's not going to make you rich overnight. He's not going to bestow on you these things. He wants you to do it. Amen? He wants you to walk the walk. He wants to walk it with you. Remember we said before, sometimes God doesn't take you out of something. He walks you through it. Because when He walks you through it, who's walking with Him? You. And who's doing the work? You're doing it with Him. Amen? He's right there as your partner. But when you get through that walk, you look back and say, look what I did with God. Amen? Who could find a better partner? I don't know a better partner. Are you with me? Praise God. Now, let me tell you something. Don't go quit your job tomorrow, please. No, I mean, people get crazy. People get crazy. Don't quit your job tomorrow. You don't move into a house before you put the walls and the roof up, amen? You put the walls, the furniture, then you move into the house. So I'm telling you today to follow your heart's desires. I'm not telling you tomorrow to quit your job and say, I'm just going to walk with God wherever He leads me because that's what I want, amen? But this is the other thing, and this is, listen, the longer you wait, makes it harder to get started. How many know that? You get grounded in a job, or you get grounded in a situation, and you feel a little comfortable. Well, I'm comfortable now. I get a paycheck, or I got this. And so, it's an obstacle, amen? It becomes an obstacle to really follow your heart's desire. Because God likes you out of your comfort zone. I'm sorry, but how many know that? He likes you out of your comfort zone. That's how you grow, amen? Maybe He's looking for a good place to invest His blessings. I say the longer you wait, it's harder. But maybe God is removing obstacles. You ever see that happen? Something you're afraid about happens to you, and then a few months later you realize that God was removing an obstacle. He was doing something to set you free, amen? He was removing walls. He was taking away the bondage that you thought was your safety net because He knows that your heart's desire wasn't to do that, amen? You know, are you with me? He's removing things. Sometimes you might be scared for a minute, and He said, no, no, I'm grooming it. I'm taking care of it. I'm working with you. And then all of a sudden you look back and say, well, that was a few months ago and I'm not scared anymore and God's been with me and I've done so many other wonderful things in the meantime. Amen? He doesn't want you to get trapped. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes we get in a comfort zone and we feel trapped. That's not God's intention for you because you're His children. Say that with me. You're His children. Hallelujah. So I've given him or her certain gifts and God is saying, Jesus, if you could just, you and God today, get in your car wherever you're, sit on the green later and say, Jesus, and just think of Him saying, Jesus, I can't wait to partner up with you and build a new dream to the glory of my Father. You ever wonder why God answers, Jesus answers prayers, Miss Donna? It's to the glory of His Father. He loves His Father far beyond the love that we can understand. Someday we'll see it, amen? But He loves His Father, and anytime He walks with you and answers a prayer, it's to the glory of His Father. He's saying, look what my dad did for you. He loves you, amen? Hallelujah. A revival is a period of which something becomes popular again after a long period of time. Renewed attention or an interest in a period of renewed religious interest. Hallelujah. Who's who's it gonna be? Who can start the revival? You all say, how many want a revival? How many want to see more of God in this country, in this world? Amen. So what are you waiting for? What are we waiting for? Let's see. Well, let's look at the Bible. What the Bible? Do we need the church to do it? Maybe we need the Pope to do it. No, he's not going to start the revival. Amen. He's got his own things to do. And you're looking at some of the other places, the churches, the people in politics, or the people in leadership. They're not going to start it because they got other things to do. Amen. But that's never the way God has intended. And you know, the word revival is not in this book. Amen. The word revival is not. There's a lot of things that revive. And when you change and turn back to God, things change. Amen. If my people who are called by my name shall seek my face and humble themselves, I shall heal their land. Amen. That's a revival. Amen. If my people. Amen. And you say, so I say to you, Dave, I want you to start a revival tomorrow. You're going to say, what can I do? I'm just Dave. I mean, I got a beautiful wife and I got a nice home, but I don't know how to, who am I to start a revival? We need people with more authority. Amen. Well, that's not quite true, brothers and sisters. Anybody hear of John in the Bible? How many know John? You know what he was? He was a fisherman. George? John was a fisherman. That's what he was. Amen? With his family. He was a fisherman. God called him to do something. Matthew was a tax collector. And back in those times, those people were despised. Amen? Despised. He was a tax collector. He was a cheater. What a life change he must have had. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David, not this David. I love you, David, but not you. David was a shepherd. A shepherd boy. The youngest of his family. His brothers ridiculed and mocked him. Amen? He was a poet. And Greg, you love this. He was a musician. Amen. David was a musician. Amen. Played for the kings after a while. See, he honed his talents and prayed. But he was just a shepherd. He was also a murderer and an adulterer. Amen. And a betrayer. But David, this man who had all these problems, he became what God called a man after my own heart. Are you with me? Noah, he was a farmer. He's a farmer. We started a revival. Hallelujah. God starts revivals, not with people in high places. I'm not talking about those people to criticize or ridicule the people in authority, like in the churches and the people, because they've got their own job. Amen. They got their own agenda. They might not hear God. You understand? God chose people in this Bible, the farmers, the fishermen, the shipbuilder, because they were ready to listen. They were ready to accept and submit. Amen. They were open to what God was saying. Amen. Moses tried to get out of working with God 5 times. Remember when God sent him to Egypt? He tried to talk his way out of it. He didn't want to do that. He was a shepherd too. He didn't want to do that. Amen. God doesn't call the high and mighty. He calls those who are willing to submit. Amen. Are you willing to submit? Are you willing to trust him? In spite of our failures, real people ready to receive and serve. That's the people he chose. Now listen, you must believe completely and be able to show and tell others how God has and continues to bless you in your family's lives. You need to be able to show people, Miss Pat. I can tell people forever about God until I can show them God. And then when I show them God and they see it and they change, and all of a sudden somebody else sees a change in that person, all of a sudden a revival starts. Amen. All of a sudden you brought somebody to God. Hallelujah. Showing is the proof. Those around you seeing the difference. And here's the thing. Who starts the revival? Marcia, you start the revival. You start it, one person at a time. But and here's why. You start it, and I start it, and Dave starts it, and Chuck starts it. Amen? Because you know different people than I know. You touch other people that I can't touch. You have family members in your family. Amen? You've got cousins and brothers and uncles and nieces. Amen? Bernie's got people. I have no idea who they are. He knows who they are. He knows he talks to one person at a time. You want to start a revival? Ask somebody to come to church one time. You might take five times, it may take seven times. Maybe they won't come for it. And don't get discouraged. Go to somebody else. Amen? You start it. You start it. And you start to say, well, I can't do it there because they don't want to hear it. Who says they don't want to hear it? Amen? You would be surprised, the person you talk to tomorrow about God who's been waiting for somebody to give them that word. Amen? You would be so surprised that you say, I never would have thought this person would ever even think about going to church. Amen? George Marsh, I love with all my heart. He comes every Sunday. Amen? And my heart is happy to see him because I would have said 10 years ago it would never happen. Amen? Not because I didn't believe in you, George, because I just, didn't. It just makes me happy. Amen? You never know, Dave, who you can touch. Even at the club, all those guys up there, you say, I don't want to get involved in church and God and the club, but I say to you, why not? One time, one person, amen? You look around you today. Look around how many people we got. If you all asked one person to come to church in the next 30 days, amen, and 10% of us get them to come, that's another 10 people that come into the church, amen? And then suppose, five of them stay, amen? Five of them start to get fed here, amen? And they start getting the word of God, amen? And all of a sudden, they call, hey, I got this little church. It's a little different. They clap their hands and sing, and they talk about God, and they don't yell at me, and they don't put any boundaries on me. Why don't you come? And then that person brings somebody else. Amen? It's not about the numbers. Miss Pat, you're absolutely right. I'm not talking about filling the church up with numbers. I'm talking about starting a revival. Amen? I'm talking about you following your dreams, following your heart's desires today. I'm talking about you letting go and let God. Amen? You all have talents. You all have gifts. You all have people that you can talk to. You can start a fire that the country and the world cannot put out. Amen? You see what's happening on TV with evil, amen? They started a fire of evil. You see how easily that's taken hold? How much easier would it be for us to talk about good and God, amen? And talk about God because you're following your heart's desire, Gary. You're doing something now. God says, I want you to be the head and not the tail. You have a talent that God gave you to do, whether it be computers or all the things that you know in your head that you might think, oh, this is too easy, that other people are saying, I wish I knew how to do that. So you open up something and you bring some. You know what? I'm going to start a little something here. God's going to give me a vision and an idea. Miss Pat, Mr. George, you guys make the most beautiful thing. We got birdhouses that you made for. Those are magnificent. Now, maybe you don't want to work that hard, but you have a talent. You have a talent to help others and gifts. People in this church are full of the talents and gifts. Amen? When you follow your heart's desire, okay? You follow that. And other people see the joy in your heart. They see the things in your life. They say, how did you do that? How did you come to that, Jim? How did you find that? You say, it was because I gave my heart to God. Amen? And I'm going to close with this. One more time, I'm going to tell you. Put away the past. Put it away today. Close the door. Anybody hurt you? Okay. Some things in your life that wasn't fair? Okay. Amen? Something came against you. Somebody abused you. Somebody did this to you. Somebody did that to you. Your family? I say fine. Right now, put it away. When you walk out that door, it's behind you. Because let me tell you, nothing's going to change with you carrying that. Amen? All you're going to do is get in the way of your heart's desire. If you know that you're stopping yourself from being blessed, then you leave it right here today. Amen? Because those people, and my wife and I were talking about, those people and those circumstances have changed. You can't go back and relive the moment, so you can't go back and explain the moment, amen? You can't go back to those people who have moved on. They've moved on, and when they look at you and they say, oh no, here we go, we're going to hear about that again, that's why they run away. But if you stop right now and say, Lord, I'm not giving up on that. I'm just giving it to you. But I'm going to walk forward. I'm going to leave it right there because it's carried and it's held me down all these years. My heart's desire. I could be so much further with my heart's desire. But I chose to carry the burden. Amen? I'm going to leave it here today. And when those people see me, they're not going to recognize me because they're not going to hear the same old, amen? They're not going to know what to say to me because I'm going to be happy. And I'm walking with the Lord and I'm following my dreams. Amen? I'm following my dreams because God said, I will make you the head and not the tail. Give him praise and glory, church. Give him praise this morning. It becomes less you and more God. Hallelujah. That's our message. Just trust God. Follow your heart. When you leave here today, wherever you go, sometime this afternoon, talk to Him about your heart's desire. He's got something for you. Prosperity, good success, peace, happiness, joy. Amen? That's your God. Hallelujah. Desire, are you on fire for God? This church is going to change people's lives. Amen? When I tell you to bring somebody, I'm not saying we need numbers in the church. Amen? We need God on fire, the Spirit of God on fire. You don't know who you can touch that I can't touch. You got friends that I don't have. You got people. Talk to them. Just say, hey, come on to church one time. Amen? That's how it begins. You look around and see what we're doing. See how we're growing. See how the church is being blessed. Look at our yard. See the growth in the church. See the beautiful, the church is being painted. The folks, the laughter. Amen? Don't hold it to yourself. And I'll tell you one more time, you will be so surprised at who receives what you're asking them. Amen? The late, the person that you least think will show up to church, will walk in that door and you'll say, oh, God, it really is here. Amen? And then it's our job to keep them as family and friends. Amen? That's our God. Give them prayer. Come on. He knows you. He knows you just like He knew John and He knew Peter and He knew Noah. He knew their faults. He didn't care. He knew their heart. Amen? He knew they were willing to read and to do it. He didn't look for people in authority. He didn't look to the pharaohs. He didn't look to the kings. He looked to the people who were willing to submit and give their heart to Him to change, because those people weren't going to change. They were grounded in what they were doing. Hallelujah.